Hello, welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
God, I don't like it in person. Oh, that's really weird.
This is weird. We're doing a podcast in person. It's weird.
I mean, this is the second time we've done it in person.
Yeah, but the first time we did it in person, we were like watching
a movie.
Yeah, we were recording ourselves watching a movie. Now it feels like we're recording ourselves have a conversation. And it feels weirder.
Well, we kind of are having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what normal podcasters do, I think.
I know. It's weird though, isn't it? Right? Like, I don't know. You're like,
stop looking at me.
Yeah. Don't look at me. Put the pillow in front of my face. Yeah. So if you hadn't noticed, we're recording live. As it were.
This could go horribly wrong. We might have to re-record, yeah.
In the same room. Who knows? Could be rubbish, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah, it's the end of the month. Welcome, everyone. You've made it to the end of March. I had to think, honestly.
Can't believe it's the end of March already.
It's really taken a long time. Oh. So thank you, everyone, for being with us and listening to everything we've got.
We should have released half of season 6 by now.
Don't tell them that.
Oh dear.
Anyway, end of March. Rich, can you remember what we spoke about in March and what we've, you know, haven't spoke about in March yet?
Yeah, so you reminded me that we kicked off with Madame Web.
Madame Web.
Not a sequel. No. Bit of a cheat. Also, not even sure it counts as a film. It's pretty awful.
No.
And then lifted up a bit to Dune Part 2.
Yes.
Which was better than Madame Web, but, you know, that bar is low. and what else did we do? We did Code 8 Part 2 as well.
No one's heard of and no one really cared about, it seems.
And we also did Scooby-Doo Part 2.
We did.
I think that's it, isn't it? That's Monsters all of
Monsters Unleashed.
Monsters Unleashed, yeah.
Yes, we also, on another slice, we covered Three Colours Blue.
Three Colours Blue, yeah.
And also we have covered on Disenfranchised, I've got to name it right, it's Prince of Persia, colon, The Sands of Time.
The Sands of Time, yeah.
Not The Prince of Persia.
No.
Colon, Sands of Time.
No, that's the game.
What, can't they be named the same thing, though?
I guess they could, but I don't think they are. Okay. I don't know. It's a long time since I played Prince of Persia on the original Xbox.
Well, if you want to hear what Rich thoughts of that and bring about flooding memories of him actually playing a computer game, then get on another slice. Have you had a good month, though, apart from that? I mean, it's been a 5-weeker. It's been long.
I would have thought I'd have watched more movies, to be honest, but I haven't. I've watched quite a lot of rubbish with George.
It's been a busy month for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite a busy month. But yeah, I've watched some, I say I've watched some rubbish. I've watched some really good stuff too.
Because it's been Oscar month as well.
It has been Oscar month. And I think I've watched a lot of things that won Oscars.
Yeah, you've done Anatomy of the Fall, you know.
I'd watched Anatomy of the Fall already.
Last month, but there's American Fiction.
I've watched American Fiction this month, yeah. Yep. We won't talk about it.
Oscars, no sequels, pretty much, I don't think, won anything, was it? I don't think, but Oppenheimer pretty much.
No, Oppenheimer just won everything.
Won everything,
really?
And then Poor Things won a lot of the technical thing.
I'm surprised that Barbie didn't get more.
I'm surprised Barbie didn't get at least costumes.
Hmm.
But I did enjoy seeing Ryan Gosling do his I'm Just Ken.
I didn't watch it. So
well, no one watched it live. That's mental. We're old people, but you can watch it the next day.
Yeah, I don't care.
By the way, really. But there's a period of my life when I did, but I caught up on all the old, the juicy gossip and the reaction to Jonathan Ross's ITV Oscar show.
Oh, was it bad?
Apparently not great.
Mm.
But
we really want him as a guest.
We would like him as a guest. But also, Beck Hill did one of her flip charts.
Oh.
When she had to guess the names. That was good.
Oh, I bet that was good. I will watch that, actually, because she's really good.
Yes. So people have got in contact.
Oh, yeah. What have people told us this month? Because we haven't got computers in front of us. We've both got iPads.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
It is a bit strange. Like, you don't have the don't have all the stuff you need to hand.
Oh, yeah. I've got one from Alex and one from Esteban, question-wise.
Okay.
Rich and Dave, how are you both? Are you excited about the DCU / James Gunn slate? Even though there's some interesting movies and animation announced, I can't help to think that they're already trying to oversaturate the market on top of what MCU bring out in the same years. I also think both properties are using more unknown IPs that mainstream audiences aren't particularly interested in. What are your thoughts? And he has screenshot.
Am I excited about the DCEU slate? The I can answer that very quickly.
No. Because obviously he's got his own Superman legacy coming out.
Yep.
I think before that, we're getting the new series of Peacemaker, which is, I'm not quite sure how that's going to work, because that was also in the old.
Yeah, that's the they're keeping it, aren't they, Peacemaker? Oh,
they're,
know.
And they're keeping Waller.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure. But also coming out, The Brave and the Bold, a new Batman film. Yeah. Excited about it? I'll get some other Batman news later. There's a new Supergirl. There's loads of stuff in here. There's a Lanterns TV show, something called Paradise Lost, Booster Gold.
Oh, Booster Gold. I can't remember Booster Gold from the comics.
What is it?
It's a superhero, like. Oh. Yeah.
Creature Commandos?
No.
Swamp Thing?
I remember Swamp Thing from the 90s cartoon Swamp Thing. Do you remember?
Not really.
No.
The Authority, I think.
No.
Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Obviously Supergirl.
So you're not excited about any of these films. Is that because of what we sat through? Well, we've done the DCEU ranking and it was hard to rank.
So I know it's a whole new thing, right? It's a whole new...
I can show you the world. Shine and shiver.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is the kind of stuff we can do when we're live.
What was I saying? I've forgotten now. Oh, yeah. I know it's a whole new thing and it's being rebooted by James Gunn, but also I've watched Scooby-Doo 2 just recently, so... I might have lost confidence in James Gunn slightly.
Yeah, but he's also done the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 to 3, and that was good.
Yeah, that was... And the 2 wasn't good. Guardians 2 wasn't good.
I still think 2 is good. There's moments in 2 that holds up.
Yeah.
Guardians 3 was great, and...
Suicide Squad was good.
Was great.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not more excited, but I'm just not...
I think Rich has definitely got the older superhero blues.
Yeah.
Which I think he can't wait until it's kind of... Well, it's not over, but maybe just slow down a bit. And this year...
I'm just not excited about superheroes, really.
Well,
I'm more excited about Gladiator 2 than I am about superheroes.
Yeah, I'm more excited about those films and one we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we've watched Madam Web and that didn't help.
No, but that's Marvel, not DC, I suppose.
I know, but
I'm
putting all
Maybe DC are going to be on the up and Marvel on the down, because DC was down when Marvel was up.
Yeah.
So maybe they're going to swap. Maybe like this is Marvel's time to go down and DC's time to...
You never know. This could
shine,
be...
maybe.
I think, do you think a lot rests on Superman Legacy's shoulders? Because Waller and Peacemaker are not going to...
No, Waller and Peacemaker TV shows aren't going to
make
We've
already seen those characters
It's
well.
Going to be about the movies. I think the problem is going to come from trying to... The problem with Marvel is that you have to watch too much content to understand it.
Yeah, especially at the moment.
Yeah, basically, if you have to watch 3 TV shows that you don't care about to understand what happens in the movie...
Yeah.
Then no, it's not going to work.
Have you watched, because I haven't, Echo yet, the Daredevil spin-off?
No.
No, I haven't got around to it either.
No.
And I did, I think Star Wars has got the same kind of problem, because I did start watching Ahsoka, which you finished Ahsoka, right?
I did finish Ahsoka, but it was a bit of a slog.
I watched
2
episodes of that, and I have no idea who any of these characters are. And so I started to rewatch
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars, and I haven't got to Rebels yet, obviously, because I'm still struggling with Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Because I want to know more about Ahsoka, and especially the people she keeps collecting in those first 2 episodes of Ahsoka. I don't know. I don't think that's a good way of doing things, but, you know.
Because there's a lot of series of Clone Wars. There's like 7 series.
Yes, but the first two or three or got like 22 episodes in, and then they go down smaller. To 12.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, more manageable then.
And it feels like a lot of those episodes are just filler episodes. But I think that was the point of it. It was like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was Monster of the Week kind of stuff, yeah. Isn't it, right? Yeah.
And then eventually it became something bigger. So the answer to your question, Alex, is...
No. Not really.
Not really. I mean, I love a Superman film, but... I can't really remember the last time I remembered I'd liked a Superman film.
Have we had any announcements about Superman or Batman or whoever's going to play any of these?
Oh, yeah. Batman, Superman, not Batman. Superman's being filmed.
Oh, right. Okay. So who's playing Superman?
No, you're asking questions that I don't know the answer to. Hang on.
I thought you'd know this stuff.
No, because it's an unknown actor.
Oh, right. Okay. So I've been so, like, unfussed by this stuff. I didn't even realise they'd started filming it already.
Do you know who Miss Marvel... what's the Amazon TV series? Miss Marvel?
Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Okay, she's going to be Lois Lane. She's great. Right. Nathan Fillion's going to be Green Lantern.
Oh, okay.
David Corenswet is Clark Kent.
No idea.
This one you will know. Nicholas Hoult is Lex Luthor.
Really?
They've shaved his head. Look, yeah.
That's interesting.
So Rachel, I can't say any of these people's names. Bronson is Lois Lane. Bronson is Lois Lane. Millie Alcock is, I guess, Supergirl. Skylar Giandioso, I've murdered his name, is Jimmy Olsen. Are you checking?
I want to see who these people.
You'll know Jimmy Olsen. Like. He's from. What's the Olivia Wilde film we like? Why have I forgotten?
Booksmart.
Yes, he's in Booksmart.
Okay.
Wendell Pierce is Perry White. I mean, it's got a huge cast. Obviously, Sean Gunn's in there as well.
Oh, of course, Sean Gunn's in every James Gunn movie. It hasn't got who? Oh, yeah, there he is. Okay. I don't know who that guy is.
They've basically cast an unknown.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. What do I recognise him from? I don't know. I recognise him from something.
You probably think he's your milkman or something.
Oh, God knows. He plays a kid in something. Oh, he's in an episode of House of Cards. Maybe it's more than one episode. I don't know. Anyway, I recognise him from something. Who knows what?
So that's... Well, now you know. Did you not even know this was... Well, you knew there was a Superman film.
I knew there was a Superman film coming. I didn't know it was already being made. Right.
Being made, yeah. Getting made, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the last Superman 2, probably. Richard Donner Superman 2 is the last one I really liked, because I'm not a fan of...
I like
Man
3.
Man of Steel. I don't, you know...
I like Superman 3. I didn't like 4.
Returns?
No. No, I don't think I really liked any of the other ones.
See?
No. I don't think I've even seen the Brandon Routh one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I'm sure that... it literally carries on from Superman 1. I think it ignores. Was it at the end 2? It might ignore 3 and 4.
Okay.
So it is literally a sequel to.
Oh, right.
Because
okay.
They still use Marlon Brando as Papa Superman.
Oh, right. Okay.
Voice, and they paid lots of money for him to do it.
Right.
Or use it. Okay. Next question is from Esteban. Hi, chaps. Hope you're all healthy and well. Can I check? Are you
ish? Help? Yeah, yeah.
As much as he can be. I'm sure you've noticed the trailer, the alien Romulus?
Romulus, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is like the Star Trek characters, right?
Yeah. No, they're Romulans. Slightly different, but yeah, go for it.
Oh, God.
It's Romulus and Remus, isn't it? Were the two twins in Greek mythology. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. You're teaching me so much. by now, and I dare say it looks fine. No, I think it looks better than fine. This should remind me of a question for you both. My best friend for over 40 years is partially sighted, loves movies, so has always had a good surround sound. One evening, he was in a sci-fi mood and put Aliens Blu-ray on and living alone with piss-poor sight. Sorry. Piss-poor sight, he rarely puts lights on in the evenings. He went on to enjoy the best sequel ever. Don't argue. Got up to tidy up his carriage of snacks while leaving the movie running its credits. Just as he finished brushing his teeth, ready for his sleepy boo-boos, he walked into his lounge, turned the TV off. Just as he stepped into the room, the credits ended and the sound of a face hugger ran around the room. He told me that he never got around his flat faster in his life, turning on every light and appliance he could without knocking himself out on a doorframe. Question. Ever had a movie unexpectedly put you on edge to the point you have to do something to take your mind off it?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm just imagining his friend shitting himself that there's a face hugger running around his flat.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, that's funny. I've talked about it before, but quite a long time ago, Star Trek 2 Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah, with the ear things.
Yeah, the ear things.
Yeah.
But also, actually, recently, Dune Part 2, the Harkonnens, that scene in the black and white. The
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to, it genuinely put me on edge.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the same edge, not like jump scare edge,
yeah.
But like, yeah.
Not like monsters, just make you feel about it. Is that the way of the sound or the way it was filmed? Or
I think it's both. I think it's the sound, I think it's the collective chanting and just all of that together, essentially.
It's a great scene. It's probably the best scene in the film,
I think it's the best scene in the film, yeah.
Yeah. For me, you know, The Descent is always the one that makes me feel...
I don't think I've seen it.
No. Makes me feel very uneasy.
Got a brilliant one.
Go on.
127 hours.
Oh, you've never walked out alone in the middle of nowhere and just gone for a walk?
No.
Oh.
God, no. I didn't watch it at the cinema. I watched it at home in my flat in Shepperton where I was living at the time with my housemate.
Yeah.
And there's the point where he's slicing the guy on the screen, through his nerves.
It's horrible.
And the sound... Like, as it goes through the nerves, they sort of turn that into sound somehow. And, oh my God, I thought I was going to be sick. I genuinely thought the sound made me feel like I was going to be sick.
That, yeah.
Like,
that's good sound design.
Sweaty, cold sweat, properly felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that really got me.
It's a great film, but everyone remembers it for that scene.
I just imagine what it'd be like in the cinema. Like... That sound must have been incredible.
Yeah.
Because I was just watching it on my crappy TV in my flat.
Before we had sound, surround sound or whatever.
Oh, yeah, before I had any decent stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever watched a film called They?
No.
From 2002?
Okay.
I was meant to go see a Coen Brothers film for college and we missed it. So we went and watched a film called They, and it's about like the monsters in your cupboard or underneath your bed kind of thing. Oh, but every time, it says every time.
Like Monsters, Inc.
A little bit, but scarier. But the thing is, you know when they're close, when lights flicker and babies cry. So now when I kind of hear babies cry or whatever, I'm like, they're close.
And this is why Dave doesn't have kids.
Especially when the lights flickers and your babies cry. That is up there. Talking about noises from Aliens, I remember playing the computer game on the Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
And you know the tracker... That fucks me up.
That gets you, right?
When you're playing the game, that's great. And I think Alien Isolation recently on the PS4 and PS5 has the same kind of feel. And that's
what was
scary.
Our housemates at uni, like Dave and Rich, they were playing a game.
I'm Dave, James and Rich.
James and Rich, sorry. Sorry.
He's old.
I'm getting old. they were playing a game. Was it Manhunt, I think?
Yes.
And it's really spooky and they had all the lights off. And then our other housemate, Mark, just jumped at the window and made them shit themselves.
Yeah.
They couldn't play the game anymore.
They were too
scared.
Silent Hill is another good game like that.
Silent Hill's good for that.
And every time it's like, I know it's not sounds, but there's mist or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Every time it's foggy, I'm like, oh, shit.
It's like Silent Hill. or the mist.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a cruel and horrible ending. But yeah, sound-wise, I'm not quite sure apart from those ones I've mentioned.
No, I can't think of anything. But yeah, like...
The Ring is quite uncomfortable, that kind of sound. The Japanese horror.
Audition.
Oh, baby.
Have you seen Audition?
Yes. Again, housemate Rich made us watch it to see our reactions.
I'd already watched it. I watched it at like 3 o'clock in the morning on Channel 4 after I'd come home from a night out.
The noise of the piano string going through the bone.
Yeah.
That's very good, actually. He made us watch that for an essay he was doing, and he wanted to see our reactions to certain scenes and stuff and films. An Audition was one of them, but the piano wire through the bone.
Through the bone, yeah. Yeah.
Not good there. Hopefully that answers your question, Esteban. Rich, quickly, I've been this month TikToking.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I'm down with the kids now.
Oh, right. Okay.
I am.
It's nice to know.
I am a cool guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know what TikTok is. Ticking.
I know what TikTok is. I've never used it. Or
anyway,
been on it.
I've been trying to do things, and I've been doing polls. So I've done a few of these. So we said, one of them was we saw Madam Web. It hasn't helped get our numbers up at all, but it's fun. We saw Madam Web, and then we talked about Madam Web.
Yeah.
And would you watch a sequel? And I put yes or fuck no. 30% yes.
What?
70% no. Then I've gone to Dune. Great sequel. Blew me away, or I wanted more. 65% it blew me away. 35% I wanted more.
Okay.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
Blue, Three Colors.
Yeah.
Three Colors Blue. Great film, not for me. Great film, 26%. Not for me, 74%.
Wow.
I mean, okay. I don't know if the TikToker generation have watched a French
Three Colors Blue, maybe.
Art Nouveau film. Yeah. Code 8, Part 2. Good sequel or bad sequel? 26% good sequel. 74% bad sequel.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then Scooby-Doo, were you a fan of this sequel? Scooby yes or Scooby no? 80%.
You should have done Scooby-Doo and Scooby don't.
Oh, yeah, that would have been better, actually. Scooby yes, 80%, and Scooby no, 20%.
What? Out of how many people?
Well.
Four people.
TikTok is, the Madam Web one went, I would say, almost viral. With like 2,000 people.
Nice.
Again, hasn't helped at all. I thought that's a bit of fun. I'm going to try and do more TikToking recently. Oh, yeah. I did a thing on the Rebel Moon 2, whatever it's called, trailer. And I was like, is anyone actually excited about this sequel? And I said, yes, or I'd rather shit it in a cup and drink it.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I saw that one. That was on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No one picked yes. Everyone picked I'd rather shit in a cup and drink it. So.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this.
I love polls, by the way. They're great. Great.
100% people would rather shit in a cup and drink it than watch Rebel Moon 2.
It's great.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to this one.
Dune 2. I got Tom. I think you got it right when you said this felt like a middle film and couldn't match the now fact. The wow factor of part one. I also missed Oscar Isaac and Jason Momoa, who are terrific. Still a magnificent piece of filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Pod Action Hero. I'm in the same camp as you fellas. Undoubtedly an astonishing piece of cinema and the best reason to go to the IMAX in years, but it didn't hit me like so many others. I think part of it is the John Carter syndrome, i.e. the story is old and we've seen so many variations and subversions in our lifetimes that there's no way of retelling it without it seeming a bit basic. Q Dune superfans sharpening knives. And that's from Jamie from Pod Action Heroes.
I think I agree with both of those. I think that's very true. Is this? I mean, the story's incredibly old, really, isn't it? Of Dune.
It is, yeah. Alex, very similar to my opinion on part two. I liked it, but part one had the better story beats. I like the book. Paul spends 2 years with the Fremen before the end battle and his sister is born. The film doesn't explain the timeline at all. Oscar Butler is 100% steals the show. Did you? Well, that was one of our complaints. We weren't quite sure the timeline.
Yeah. The timeline's weird. And I suppose you could interpret that if it wasn't for the fact that the baby hadn't been born.
Yes.
Like, you know, I think that's the...
Now we've had a bit of time since Dune 2's. We've reviewed it, spoke about it.
Mm.
You still sit the same place? You like...
I think so.
Yeah.
So it's visually stunning, but... sort of misses the mark a little bit for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
There are bits of it I loved.
That scene?
Yeah, well, yeah, that one gladiatorial Harkonnen scene. But there are other bits that I loved, like there are other good parts of it, but the ending is strange and baffling and I don't know, it just misses the mark a bit in places.
Is it the best thing you've watched this month though so far?
Well, yeah, because it's up against Scooby-Doo 2. And Madam Web. So, yeah, pretty much. Although it's not the best thing I've watched this month total.
Yes.
It's the best thing I've watched for the podcast this month. Although, I don't know. Yeah, it probably is the best thing I've watched this month for the podcast. It's not the best thing I've watched this month, though.
Okay, well, that's a
we'll
lovely...
We'll talk about that later.
So that's I think that's everything that people sent us. Anyway, I think that's enough. We've nearly done half an hour, so... thank you for sending your questions and your thoughts in and all the likes and the retweets and the whatever. Really appreciates that. It helps us get seen by more people. Come follow me on TikTok. I've just delved into bits and I think I can really be cool on it.
Yeah.
Cool kind of character.
Yes. We're not going to be as good as the cinema are on YouTube.
Also, go follow us on YouTube.
Yeah, go follow us on YouTube. We're not as good as the cinema, but we are good. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
through the news because I'm on my iPad and I just can't tell you how many bits.
Okay, go
okay.
For it.
So just before we're recording, I made Rich sit down and watch some trailers. So
you did, yeah.
I love the name of this film. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
First teaser trailer was released and I made you watch it. Excited or not?
I was a bit worried about it, but actually the teaser trailer looks quite fun.
The juice is loose is a great...
The juice is loose is a good line.
It's a good line. And Michael Keaton looks ace still as Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he does. He looks old though. I don't know. I was like, oh, yeah, he does look older.
But yes, like, but he's also like, what, 10,000 years old or something?
True, true.
But maybe not that old. The Alien Romulus trailer.
Surprisingly good. Like, I wasn't expecting much from that. But going back to the proper, like, alien horror movie route, you know, that kind of, I'm up for that.
It generally looks scary. There's a shot in it where loads of face huggers come running around the corner.
Yeah.
And I said, oh shit, when I was watching it the first time. And my wife thought something was wrong and came running into the room. I was like, no, there's just a shot in this trailer that's like really caught
face
me
huggery.
Out. Running face huggers and jumping. And it looks insane. Apparently there's a really gory scene in there. The director's bigging up. That's like out of this world gory, but we'll see. It looks like, well, if there's multiple face huggers, there's got to be multiple aliens.
I presume so.
So it's more like aliens than alien with one just running around. So that's exciting. Yes, I've been waiting for a trailer for this film for a long time.
Yeah, I was surprised actually. Yeah. I'm still not like, I've been burned before.
We're not quite sure where it's going to fit in the alien timeline yet.
No, that's true.
It probably says above just close to plays, but I think I'm trying to not find out as much. Because I think that's where I went a little bit wrong with Prometheus and Alien Covenant. I tried to delve in too quick and find as much possible. Like, not like you the first time you saw Prometheus and you didn't realise an alien film.
Didn't realise, yeah.
And it's now a better film for you for that.
It is, you're right. Even though everyone in it is fucking stupid.
Yes. There is also a second trailer for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
I think that's going to be my movie of the year. Like, it's not even really, it's not even a sequel. It's a prequel.
I've done a whole map out of a whole year. And on a few attempts, I can answer now, we are going to do some unequal prequels.
Nice. Good. I'm up for that.
So there'll be a few spin-offs for reviews, I think the Alien one might be a prequel as well.
Okay.
So Furioso, I think we have to do it because it looks really good.
It does
I
really
think
is.
The music, when that music hits at the end and she takes her mask off, sign me up, sweet daddy. That sounds... I'm going to go see that in IMAX.
I really love Fury Road, so yes. I think it's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. There was also a new trailer for Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scavenger. Or Scargiver, not The Scavenger. Me and Rich have not watched it. And honestly, it has not even popped up on my timeline.
Really?
On anything.
No one wants to see this thing, though, do they? That's, no one cares.
It annoys me. Just release one cut of the film that's good. Because he's still going to do this, what, 2-hour version and then a 3-hour version. Director's cut bullshit. You're on Netflix now, mate. You can do
what's
you want.
Point? Yeah.
It makes us angry. Anyway, it's coming out. So at the end of April, we're reviewing it. Next one, The Batman 2 has been pushed back to 2026.
Fuck, blimey, 2026?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's a moment there, Rich. Richmond, I don't care. And then he realised how long that's been since the last one.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson's going to age out of being Batman.
It's like, weird. It's weird because we're getting the Penguin TV show. The trailer dropped yesterday as well. I haven't watched it yet. And I just can't...
Oh, what, the Colin Farrell Penguin?
Yeah, he's got his own TV show.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, before we're getting...
care.
Batman. Enough. So, does it have a date? Yeah, October the 2nd, 2026.
That's... Yeah. Fine. He'd get pushed back to 2056, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah,
4.5 years after the first film. And that film and that screen will always sit with me, Rich, because you went to the toilet 3 times in it.
I did, because it's about 55 years long. I think I visibly aged going in and out of that.
Have you rewatched that yet?
No.
I haven't brought myself to do it either.
No, neither of us liked it. Everyone else in the world appeared to have liked that movie.
Yeah, and we didn't.
But we didn't. And it's weird, isn't it? Like,
I prefer Batman Forever.
I should also say I was that was the early stages of diabetes, wasn't it? When I was finding out I had diabetes, hence going to the toilet 3 times in a movie.
It also didn't help they had a massive Pepsi with them.
Yeah, I did have a Pepsi the size of a small bath.
That doesn't help, mate. Okay.
I was really thirsty because of diabetes.
Good times. Next bit of news. Venom 3 has officially a title.
Okay.
Have you heard this yet?
No, but my son will be really excited.
He will be, because it's called Venom, The Last Dance.
Oh.
Like Magic Mike.
Oh, could you imagine a Venom Magic Mike crossover?
Well, I just wonder, is he going to dance in it?
Oh. We've seen Venom at a nightclub already, haven't we? Big muscly Venom in Let There Be Carnage.
Just see him just start moving. It's going to be, I don't know what this film's going to be.
No.
It also sounds like it might be the last Tom Hardy Venom film. Obviously, it's not going to be the last Venom film.
It probably will be, yeah.
We'll see. It's got a big year for old Sony Universe, the Spunk Universe, what they call it.
it's not called the Spunk
Universe. It is something like that.
Oh, God. Because
you've got Madame Web, Kraven the Hunter, and Venom all in 1 year.
Oh, we need to talk about Kraven the Hunter, surely.
Well, maybe. There's no news.
Well, there sort of is.
Okay, here's the news. I bigged it up last week on the last episode that we might have a James Bond announcement because everyone was saying it was Aaron Taylor Johnson, right?
Yeah.
No one.
Nothing.
Nothing yet.
Just rumours.
Just denied. It was apparently the Sun newspaper was wrong.
What a shock. I don't know if it's definitely not happening. Or if it's just, you know,
not time
kind
yet.
Of not,
he would be a good Bond. I didn't get annoyed
by
that.
Would he be a good Bond? Because I think he's, for me, his best things are where he's very much not Bond. He's very not cool, very kind of not in control. You know, he's best when he's playing that kind of character.
I'm trying to think, what character, like Kick-Ass?
Like Kick-Ass, like Bullet Train.
Bullet Train's great.
And that's very anti-Bond, isn't it, really? He's almost like the opposite of Bond.
Well, he'll have to have a hair. Well, he might not have to have a hair. I don't know why I think James Bond should have short hair.
I don't know either. But, I mean, I don't know. Again, you know how disinterested I am in Bond. I just want to know how Aaron Taylor-Johnson is going to fit in these two massive franchises of Bond and Kraven the Hunter.
Well, exactly.
How's he going to have time to do both those massive franchises, he says, laced with sarcasm.
You know Kraven the Hunter might be brilliant. Yeah.
It won't. Come on. Name me a brilliant movie in the Spunk universe.
Isn't it funny how rumours start, though, like that? The other day, it was like, oh, this is 99% going
to
happen.
Well, to be honest, I was a little bit behind it all.
You always are.
But
this is why I do this.
Odds have been slashed on him becoming the next Bond by bookmakers.
Yeah.
That's all I saw, potentially. But, yeah, and I was all right.
The Sun newspaper was wrong.
So the Sun reported it'd been announced, did they?
Pretty much. It was like, it's pending tomorrow.
That's just another reason not to buy
the Sun.
Fucking Sun.
Okay. Do you know what's going on with the Scream 7 film?
Ah, I do. Ah, some news I actually know.
I thought you would be.
Yeah, Sydney's back.
Yes, Neve Campbell is back for the next Scream film after what happened with the other two actresses.
Well, it was the only thing to do, right?
She wasn't the last film because they refused to pay what she's worth.
Yeah.
So I hope she's getting paid fucking shitloads.
I hope she's getting paid
so much money. She does
both of the leading... people's money this time. So, yeah.
it reminds me of that story of, is it Michael Bean in, not Michael, yeah, Michael Bean, Alien 3.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they wanted him to be in Alien 3 originally, and he asked for a certain amount of money, and they said no. So they cut him from the film. But then they used his likeness on a computer screen, and he got paid double for what he was asking for originally, or something like that. So hopefully it's something like that. What is also exciting about this film, that's Kevin Williamson is also directing and writing this film, and some writing with other people. And he wrote Scream 1 and 2 with Wes Craven. This is his baby. I don't know if we should get excited about Scream films because of all the political stuff.
No, of course not.
As well, they dropped the last Melissa Barrera just for being vocal about what's going on in Israel and Palestine. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. But hopefully, Nev Campbell
is getting
paid. I don't
feel in a good position
well
to talk about that.
No. Well,
I'm wholly unqualified to talk about that situation.
Well, if you're unqualified, I haven't got a fucking clue, because you're the person who tells me what's going on.
I think any intelligent person knows they're not qualified to talk about this.
Nev Campbell returning. Brilliant.
Yes, good.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do, because I thought she was just going to go off and live a happy life anywhere. Hopefully they don't kill her.
Oh, God, no. That would be bad.
That would be bad. Spinal Tap 2 starts shooting with Elton John and Paul McCartney to cameo.
I hate this. We don't need a Spinal Tap 2. We just don't.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's just got Coming to America written all over it.
Spinal Tap is one of the funniest films ever made.
Yes.
Top 10 quality, easily.
Absolutely. And if you watch it now, it's still funny.
Yes.
Don't ruin it. Just don't, please, just don't ruin it. Stop with these legacy sequels now.
Talking about legacy sequels.
They are more often bad. That's the thing. Don't get me wrong. Every now and then there's a Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
But that is a small nugget of gold in a stream of shit.
What can I... If I say Happy Gilmore 2 to you...
Oh, fuck's sake.
Sequels are on the
Happy
menu
Gilmore
tonight,
doesn't stand up anymore. I watched it not long ago.
No.
It's not good. Well, I mean,
I haven't watched it in a while, but what's in there that not doesn't age well?
Everything. A lot. Like, just watch it.
Okay.
Like, just watch it.
I think that's one of Adam Sandler's best.
I don't think it's aged very well. Oh, yeah. Undoubtedly, it's one of Adam Sandler's best. But again, that bar is low.
Not with the comedy. The Wedding Singer. Waterboy?
You're struggling already.
Waterboy?
Waterboy definitely does not stand up.
That good quality is to that. No? Jesus, I've got to go watch all Adam Sandler films again.
No,
apparently.
I'm not sure.
Billy Madison?
No, definitely not.
Anyway, apparently there is a script has been written, and script in the works, and from Adam Sandler says original film star, which plays Gavin Mashooty, whatever his name is. The
Shooter McGavin.
There we go. That's close.
Yeah.
That's close. But nothing to really confirm that yet, but it might happen. Golfers can play. He might come take on the old Kyle Weathers character.
Yeah, yeah.
Chubbs, and he's the thing. Also, talking about sequels that we didn't think was ever going to happen, it might not happen yet. This is just Jack Black on the PR train for Kung Fu Panda 4. Jack Black says, I'm ready for a School of Rock sequel, but Mike White needs to write it. And he's busy right now with the White Lotus.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're getting a School of Rock sequel anytime soon. We're more likely to get a Mario movie sequel, I would say.
The Mario movie, that's got announced the other day as well.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
I think Jack Black's going to be busy with other things.
And possibly a Donkey Kong spin-off as well.
Okay.
It's honestly this month.
My son will be very happy.
The Mario movie's fine.
At home playing Mario versus Donkey Kong as we speak.
That's a good game. It's a classic, that is. Classic.
It's not dated. Well, it's not the original.
But that is all the movie news. There's probably some other stuff in there as well that I've completely missed. Oh, yes, one last thing. They've announced that the Joker 2, whatever they're going to call, it's now literally a jukebox musical film. It's got 15 songs, well-known songs that they're going to sing from it. Now, I know you're making a face.
It's going to be Sing, isn't it?
It does sound like Sing, yeah. With the Joker in a murder and Lady Gaga being
I
Harley
didn't
Quinn.
Like the Joker.
No, that's what I'm hoping is that it's, I'm hoping it's going to be like it's so different it makes it.
Yeah, maybe.
At least they're taking a swing and making it something different, but I don't know what this film's going to be. It sounds mental.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, just, someone said, I can't wait to watch, like, Joaquin Phoenix sing a version of Creep or something like that.
Is that one? Is that one?
They haven't announced the songs yet.
Oh, God. Thank God.
There'll be a Radiohead in there. There'll be probably the Smiths. I can see him singing the Smiths. Mainly depressing. It's not going to be like Don't Stop Believing in the middle of it, like Glee, is it?
You never know, though. You never know.
That would be
It would
mental.
Be wild, wouldn't it?
Okay, that is all the sequel news now. That's a lot. Okay, let's move on to sequels that we've seen. Sequels that we've seen. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, sequels that we've seen.
I have seen one, and one that might be a sequel, but I'm not sure.
Go on, then.
So the one sequel I have seen is Angry Birds Movie 2.
I've never seen either of the Angry Bird films.
Surprisingly average. Actually, not surprisingly average. They're pretty average.
Like, I'm about to say, how did you watch them? But imagine with a child.
Remember, I'm watching 100 movies with George.
Oh,
that
yes.
That he chooses. So it's one of the 100 movies that he's chosen for us to watch.
Angry Birds 2?
Angry Birds 2, yeah.
Not the first one?
We watched the first one already.
Right.
But that was before the challenge.
Oh, so, okay. So
now
he's found
watching,
out there's a
now
sequel.
The second one, which we watched, which is not as good as the first one. But it's fine.
Is it got Jason Sudeikis? He's the Angry Birds,
Jason
right?
Jason Sudeikis is the main, is Red, main Angry Birds.
Because I love the Angry, I used to love the Angry Birds game when I first got my iPhone. It was the best game.
Yeah, it's
great.
I was
like, look at these graphics. Wow, it's so touch sensitive. It's crazy. The Angry Pigs.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's fine.
It's a 2 out of 5. It is what it is. It's a fine kids movie. And the other one I've watched that I'm not sure of a sequel or a remake or a...
Go on.
Another is Four Kids and It. So there's five children in It. Which
that was the old BBC
series. That was the old BBC TV series.
Yeah.
And it is referenced. The Five Kids and It is... Five Children in It is referenced in this. And the book of it is in this movie. But I'm not sure it's a... And I think the Samyad is the same Samyad, but on a later timeline. So this is a more modern sort of telling. It's not the same story.
Right, because I remember the BBC series. Oh, he creeped me out, that little guy.
Yeah, the Samyad's a bit creepy, wasn't it? I mean, this movie's crap, honestly.
Who's the voice?
It's Michael Caine.
I thought about saying it's Michael Caine or Anthony Hopkins or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Michael Caine is the Samyad. I mean, it's just not good. None of it's very good. Even George didn't like it very much.
Was that one of his picks as well?
That was one of his picks.
Wow,
as well.
He's...
And it wasn't like he was like, oh, we want to watch this. It was like we've put Now TV on and he's gone, oh, let's watch that one.
Oh, okay.
It looks interesting kind of thing.
Okay, so it's on Now TV.
So, yeah, but it's not a good
When movie. Did that first happen on the BBC, the first one? It was like mid-90s, early 90s?
Must have been... Early 90s.
It feels
I
like
would
it was
say.
A Sunday program.
Yeah, it must have been early 90s because I wouldn't have watched it if it was mid 90s because I'd have been like
20.
15, 16 by then. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Four Kids in It was 2020. So it was, I think it was a COVID movie, maybe.
Oh, okay. Was it a Sky Cinema job?
Yeah, I think
I think it was. Okay.
It's pretty poo. It's not
good to know.
Watching.
I haven't watched any sequels looking at this in my list. We can move on to...
Movie Club. Had to think about that.
Had to think about that.
Yeah. Again, weird when I'm not in front of the computer.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of films, so...
I've seen a few. I've not seen a lot. I've seen a very varied range. So I would say I've seen a lot of bad ones. And a lot of good ones, but not so many in between ones.
Okay, I've seen some you watched. Can quickly, I watched Ferrari.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is 2.5 out of 5 movie, but that crash at the end.
I know, right?
Walza.
Yeah,
that lives with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't learn anything new about the man.
No,
himself, just that he had two families, and that was about it.
Yeah,
well, but the crash was
essentially it's like. Basically, lots of boring stuff between some good crashes.
Yes. And that shouldn't be a film, but that's what it was. Especially from the guy who made Ferrari. Like you said, if you can watch a film about racing, go and watch Le Mans 66 or
Definitely.
Whatever they called it, Ford versus Ferrari.
If it's on Netflix now and they're calling it Ford versus Ferrari, which pisses me off.
Is that what they call it?
Ford versus Ferrari is a shit name. Like
Le Mans 66.
Le Mans 66 is a much better
It explains name. A little bit better what it is.
Absolutely. It's just because Americans would go, I ain't watching no foreign movie. Like, they had to call it Ford versus Ferrari.
Didn't Steve McQueen do a Le Mans film, though? Maybe they were
Steve McQueen did Le Mans, yeah.
Anyway, I've seen that. Okay. What else have you seen?
So, in terms of bad movies, I watched The Emoji Movie.
Fucking hell, well, you are not on a good streak with these animated movies.
No. George loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Took him for talking poo. He's well happy. I did not love it. No, it is a lot of talking poo.
Yes.
I also watched a movie called Man of the Year, which is now like
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Is a talk show host comedian who becomes president essentially. It isn't good. It's quite, if anything,
how quite do you sexist. Find these films?
I don't know, it just popped up.
And you thought, I like Robin Williams.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a Robin Williams movie I've not seen. I'll give that a go. And I was like, oh, this is really inappropriate. There's a lot of inappropriate jokes. There's a lot of like the hysterical woman trope in it. And I was like, this is bad.
What year was that?
2006. Whoa. So not even that long ago.
Well, you say that.
I say that, but it's like nearly 20 years.
Yeah, so it's quite a long time ago now, Rich. This is my problem with Scooby-Doo 2 the other day.
So the one sort of middly movie I watched was Napoleon.
Yes.
I didn't like it very much, to be honest. I thought it was all right. I didn't love it. I didn't, you know, I would say it's better than The Emoji Movie, but it's not something I'd want to watch again.
What star rating did you give The Emoji Movie and what did you give Napoleon?
This is going to sound bad, but I gave The Emoji Movie 2 stars and Napoleon 2.5.
Brilliant.
I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for it, but I just found it a bit boring.
A bit long and boring, yeah. I mean, everyone's quite good in it, but...
But yeah,
it's just you and your boats, just because that line made me laugh. It's quite funny, the Napoleon film, and I'm not quite sure what it's meant to be. Some of the battle scenes are really good, I thought.
I found the comedy annoying. That's the thing. I get funny bits I found annoying.
It's amazing that film was like filmed in like something ridiculous, like a month or something.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott films fast.
Yeah. So a movie that I did watch with George, which is a rewatch, which is really good, is the Mitchells versus the Machines.
Oh, it's one of the best animated films from the last.
Amazing. Loved it.
Incredible.
One of the best movies I've watched this year.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
Again.
And then, because we talked about Oscars and stuff, I watched Poor Things.
Oh, yes.
These
all dropped like on Amazon Prime and Disney Plus.
And
Netflix. It's all out there now to find.
Yeah. So I liked it. I didn't love it. It's weird, but I liked it. You know, it's definitely worth watching, I would say.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard people either love it or hate it. Something like Marmite.
I found it very strange because essentially Emma Stone's character is a fully grown woman who's had a baby's brain implanted in her head. So basically when she's having sex with people, she's pretty much a toddler.
Yes, this is like, what some people are saying.
I find that difficult, like, just weird.
And then some people arguing certain facts about it.
I mean, there's no facts about it because it's not like a factual movie. It's very strange. But Willem Dafoe's really good, isn't it?
Let's get on the podcast.
Yeah. I think
getting Dafoe, you get into. Let's start a new season soon, guys. So good luck with that, and everyone go listen to it.
Go and give getting Dafoe you a listen.
Yeah.
And a film I really liked, American Fiction.
Oh, yes, with Jeffrey Wright.
I really liked it. It's really funny.
That won an Oscar for, was it screenplay?
I think
screenplay, adapted screenplay, one of those.
One of those, yeah. Well, a writing Oscar.
Yes, a writing Oscar. That's a good way of thinking about it.
It's really funny. Like, really funny. And a different, I don't know. I must have been in the right mood for it. It got me. I started watching it and I was like, oh, I was not expecting this to be
satire.
Good. It sort of is a satire. Well, no, it definitely is a satire of sort of like literature. But I just find the character really engaging, the main character really engaging. And
he's great, Jeffrey Wright, though, isn't he?
Definitely worth
watching. I'd say Jeffrey Rush, that's completely different.
Not Jeffrey Rush, no. Jeffrey Wright. And I've also very, very recently just watched the new Roadhouse remake.
Ah, the Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it'd be for everyone. It's stupid. It's a big, dumb, stupid movie, but I had fun.
And Conor McGregor's good in it?
No. I mean,
okay, cool.
No, he's definitely not an actor, but he's very, very good at punching people. Yeah.
And playing a nutter. Yes,
and playing an absolute lunatic. He joins the movie fully naked with his bum on show, and he leaves the movie with his bum on show.
Okay.
So, you know.
So you had like 2 days of Jake Gyllenhaal pretty much because you watched Prince of Persia.
Because I watched Prince of Persia, yeah. So, yeah, back to back, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal is, he commits to everything, I would say.
He's very good at it. Like, I believed it. You know,
he's
good in
the boxing film Southpaw, so I imagine him fighting. He's ripped.
The character in this is very, like, nice.
Is it anything like... I haven't watched the original Roadhouse.
Okay, the original Roadhouse
in
is
years.
Good.
I remember because the sex scene when I was, like, 14 was a big deal.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe even earlier. And Swayze was fucking cool. Like, does anyone's throat get ripped out?
No one's throat gets ripped out.
That's a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, it's different to that movie. But Jake Gyllenhaal plays this. There's one line where someone calls him a Mr. Rogers motherfucker. Like he's like really extra nice to people.
Yeah.
And it's just if you push him that little bit too far, he's like, you know, the whole movie he's trying not to get angry. And there's like... Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, kind of.
And then Connor makes him angry.
Well, no, I don't think Connor makes him angry because, but yeah, anyway, you need to watch it.
I'm excited. I might watch it tonight, actually.
No, another guy makes him angry.
Feels like a Saturday night film.
He doesn't rip his throat out. He does punch him in the throat. And he's sort of like, so now I've collapsed your trachea, which means you now can't breathe.
Oh, it's one of those.
One of those kind of things. He's like, yeah.
I've got you.
It's sort of like Liam Neeson in Taken.
Lovely.
Where he's just like very calm and he's like, so I've punched you in the throat, I've collapsed your trachea, you can't breathe, you're going to die. So.
Oh, wow.
All right, mate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
he's very kind of, yeah, it's worth watching. I enjoyed it.
I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to watch it tonight. Why not? It's a Saturday night. If I can convince the wife. Have you watched The Beekeeper with Jason Statham talking about
it? No, I haven't.
Mate, you've got to watch The Beekeeper.
Do I?
That it is insane. Like, the guy's a beekeeper, but he also used to work in like a government.
Of course he fucking did.
In a thing that they're called the beekeepers. Now, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I mean?
What, did he keep bees first?
The first, and then, but he does kick and punch a lot of people, but it's a big dump.
Does he sting anyone?
No, but there's a lot of like honey and bee puns, and there's a Winnie the Pooh puns.
Okay. This is a bit off tangent, but George loves Minecraft.
Right.
But what he really loves is there's a guy called Dan Ball who sings songs about Minecraft.
Right.
And one of those songs is about bees. And if you want to hear some bee puns, oh my God.
Oh, there's lots of that.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, at one point he says, you've got to be careful because you might diabetes.
Oh, that's a good one. That should have been in The Beekeeper.
But yeah, there's so many good bee puns in there.
What else have I seen? Wicked Little Letters with Jesse Buckley and Olivia Colman.
That looks good, though.
Great story. When you hear Olivia Colman say some of the words she says in it, it's fantastic. It is fun. It's probably
it's about two people that hate each other and send each other letters, is it?
Like, I don't want to, there's twists in it and stuff.
Okay, right.
But yes, someone is writing letters to people and they're very rude. And when they get read out, it's very funny. And they blame it on the Jesse Buckley character.
Okay.
Because she swears and she's like, I would fucking say it to your fucking face kind of thing. Like, she's great. What else have I seen? Anyone But You? Have you heard the latest... Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, I've
seen... They're so hot right now,
yeah,
people.
I've not seen it because I think you had to pay to watch it when I saw it pop up. But
yes, it is...
It's a Shakespeare one, right?
No.
Are you sure?
I've watched it. There's nothing Shakespeare about it.
No, I think it's a retelling of a Shakespeare...
Really?
Yeah, I think it's The Tempest or something, isn't it?
It just feels like it's a rom-com and it hits every rom-com beat. And you're like, you can tell what's going to happen, but they got good chemistry.
I'm
going
to have to Google it now.
And it's quite funny.
I feel like I'm going to get mad. Yeah, it's based on Shakespeare comedy Much Ado About Nothing.
Didn't get that. Didn't know it.
And it's chock full of references to the source material, apparently.
Ah, well, the wife just wanted to see it, and I was like, yes, we can watch it. And it's funny. Everyone's very good in it, but it is very predictable.
I'll give it a watch.
It's like a rom-com.
Yeah.
But it is. What else to watch? I finally watched the Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour, dropped on Disney Plus. Come on, Rich.
I think she's a very positive female role model.
Right.
I don't want to watch her.
For 3 hours.
3 hours?
She goes for all her albums.
I don't care.
It's incredible. Her set. You think how many bangers she has? A lot.
I'm sure it's amazing. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't get tickets for any of their concerts. Where I was not lucky enough to see that. What else have I watched? I also watched the Jennifer Lopez This Is Me Now feature video, music video. It's mental.
Of course not.
It's mental. I mean, respect for the woman to making it. It's crazy.
I just don't understand when people make feature films for their music videos. I just don't.
It's weird.
Get it.
And she goes through her life, her marriages and stuff.
All right.
And it's about getting back to Ben Affleck, pretty much.
Sure.
It's a bit weird, but visually, some of the stuff's really good, but it was out there.
Nah, it's not for me.
And you know, every month I'm trying to watch a film that I haven't seen before.
Mm.
So this month I watched 1977's, not The Sorcerer, Sorcerer.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I'll let you borrow it. Okay. It's William Friedkin, who did The Exorcist and stuff like that. Mm. And it's got Roy Scheider in it. And I'm not quite sure how people lived through it. Because it's in a point where in 1970 there wasn't many special effects. And there's a bit when they have to get it's about these four men who have to move some highly explosive material from point A to point B in like a South American jungle or somewhere.
Right.
And there are all reasons why they're there and want to get out. And it's very tense. Because they go over this wobbly bridge at one point, and it's just insane. I'm not quite sure how they made film. And like, there's an explosion at the end. I was like, well, they fucking blew that up. It looks massive.
I thought you were going to tell me it's about like wizards.
No. And you know what? It's called Sorcerer because I think one of the cars is called Sorcerer, but there's no real reference to it.
Okay.
But it's a very famous film. It was a lot. Mark Mode loves it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Apparently, the original cut was lost for years or something. It was a big bomb at the time. I mean, William Friedkin came off making Exorcist and something else. And then he wanted to go back to his roots and made something like Hard and Difficult in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Mm.
And then they made this film. And it was, I was like, wow, tense. Very tense. I think that's it. Ferrari Code 8 Part 2.
Yeah.
Argyle. I finally saw Argyle.
I have not seen Argyle.
I watched that.
I've not heard good things.
It's not great. It's too long. People are having fun in it, but again, it's okay. It will pass a couple of hours, but it's not going
to
change the world.
Yeah, I don't have time to watch a movie like that at
the
moment.
It's got some nice twists in it.
I'm watching crap stuff with George and good stuff on my own.
What a life you're leading. Shall we move on to TV Club?
Yeah. Boo, TV Club.
Brilliant. Masters of the Air, did you finish it?
I have finished it. It isn't as good as Band of Brothers or The Pacific.
I think that's very unfair to compare it to. I suppose you have to compare it to Band of Brothers because Band of Brothers is...
Oh, yeah. Band of Brothers is top tier.
TV.
But what I would say Masters of the Air is I sort of lost it a little bit in the middle and came back
to
it.
Yes, the ending's very strong.
The ending's very strong. The ending's always very strong in these because you get to see the real people.
Yeah, I love that.
You get to learn their real stories and stuff. That always hits at home.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's just not... Band of Brothers and The Pacific are up there and it's not quite there. But it's...
And really, it's only Masters of the Air for about 3/4 of the series.
Yeah, and the bits where it is Masters of the Air, it's pretty much a remake of Memphis Belle. So...
Some of the CGI does let down, but you do get a point of how crazy what they were doing was.
Yeah, oh, insane.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. I would like to have seen more of the Tuskegee Raiders? What, the Flyers from...
Yeah, the black guys.
Yeah, they all kind of just dropped in the last minute and didn't really get a full story.
Because that was crazy, right? So they're basically fighter planes with bombs strapped to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's madness.
That was good. So I enjoyed it. But yeah, it's not Band of Brothers, which we're going to watch with a pretty
soon. But also, I'm kind of watching it going, why the fuck would you do that?
Well, you had to, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess. Like,
we were very privileged times that we didn't have to go to war.
I mean, like, I understand the going to war bit, but going to war and going, yeah, do you know what? Instead, I'll join the bit of the war where I basically fly in an old tin can while all of Germany shoots at me.
Yes, like, I get that. But you also, if you make it back, you are back in Britain. You're not stuck in a trench for months and months.
Well, yeah, I don't think trench warfare was World War One rather than two. Well, but still true. You're not stuck. You're not in like Bastogne.
Yes,
you know, that kind of.
But you know, good old Tom Hanks, and I'll quite happily watch another one. Whatever's next. Apart from that, on TV, The Great British Menu finished last night. I fucking loved that.
I've started watching the completely made up Adventures of Dick Turpin.
Oh, I started watching that as well.
It's funny. Yeah, it's definitely funny.
About two episodes.
I've heard a lot of people don't like it, but it's right up there for me.
You loved The Mighty Boosh.
I loved The Mighty Boosh.
So you're a big Noel Fielding fan.
Yeah, I do like The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah,
okay. There's lots of people pop up in it. Like, it's very much a who's who of British comedy.
Oh, yeah, massively.
Which is great. And yeah, I like it. It's fun.
My dad tells me that, I don't know how true this is, that I'm a descendant of Dick Turpin, our family somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's no evidence of that.
But I think if you go back far enough, everyone's related to everyone.
Don't ruin my claim to fame, Rich. I don't know if that's true. It's probably not, but it's something I tell people to.
Okay.
Yes, the highway robbery. You know the.
Yeah, you're the highwayman.
Don't know if I want to be related to him anyway. What else do you watch? Anything?
I don't think I've watched a lot of telly, to be honest. I've been going to bed early and reading books.
What? You've been Do we have to start a new thing about books?
It's all about books. Yeah. I've been reading previous guest Matt Coyne's book, Frank and Red.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
It's really good. It's really good. I wouldn't read it in public just in case I cry a little bit because it's quite sad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, really good.
I've read a lot of it. His bits he puts up on Instagram. It's a lot of people just crying, it seems.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great book. It would make a great movie / TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wonder if that will happen. But I just can't think of TV that I've been watching. I watched the NASCAR thing on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
The NASCAR thing. I didn't get me into NASCAR.
Okay.
There's one bloke on there I think is an absolute prick. So I was like, yeah, he's a knob.
I've been watching the Rugby Six Nations on Netflix.
Yeah, I've been dipping in and out of it.
Because
like,
you're a rugby man, so you think you'd really dip into it.
I know, but I don't know. It's weird. It's because it's like, it's the Six Nations from a couple of years ago.
It's last year's, Rich.
Is it last year's?
Yes.
Because we've just finished this year's. It was 2023, was it? I thought it was 2022.
I thought it was 2023. Why would they not do 2023?
I don't know, because I think they filmed it earlier than that. But anyway, I really like Andrew Porter, who's the Irish prop, who's in like...
Yes.
He's in like episode 3, I think, the most. But yeah, like, I don't know. I watch an episode every now and then when I'm like, got time. It's not really kind of pulled me in.
Yeah, I'm slowly working my way through Drive to Survive the last season as well.
Okay.
Because I've been enjoying that more than the actual F1 races.
Well, yeah, because the actual racing's a bit...
Two races in and it's been...
I realised the other day that having been like a motorsport fan for a long time,
yeah,
I realised that I now watch Formula 1 so that I can keep up with the with the Dirty Air podcast.
Really? I mean, that's not a bad reason.
Dirty Air podcast that makes Formula 1 better. It just does.
With Josh Weller.
Josh Weller, previous guest.
And Alfie Brown.
It's a great podcast.
We should
podcast.
Try and get on here, to be honest.
We should, yeah.
I think it'd be good.
It's a cracking podcast. So yeah, go and give that a listen. Even if you don't like Formula 1, it's worth a listen.
They both like Formula 1, but I think they also hate Formula 1.
Yeah. But yeah, they definitely do. Yeah. They like Formula 1 in a way, the way they both take the piss out of it mercilessly.
Yeah, because it's one of those sports that is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yeah. And all the people in it are ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, especially at the moment. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why Drive to Survive is so good. Well, I can't wait to see this next year on Drive to Survive. How are they going to play this?
The thing that really hit home about Drive to Survive this year is like... They just didn't show Max Verstappen at all because they were like, how can we make this exciting? Oh, yeah, let's not pretend that Max Verstappen won every fucking thing.
He did some pieces to camera in the first episode a little bit.
I meant more about the racing. They just sort of didn't show him racing at all.
Because it wasn't exciting.
Because he won every race by like 30 seconds.
I mean, they're making a big deal what's going on at like 14th and 13th place in Drive to Survive.
Yeah, true.
So, but I'm quite enjoying it.
I should also say, for any non-Formula One fans out there, maybe you don't know what it's talking about, if you win a race by 30 seconds... you may as well win it by about 6 months.
Yes.
You know, you're so far ahead. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, he's just like driving off into the distance while everyone else is going.
He's a great driver and he's got a better car than everyone and he makes it.
I think it's that the car is so suited to him as well, to his driving style.
Yeah.
Because I think his teammate struggles, Perez, because the car is so set up to be Max's driving style.
Man, we should do an F1 podcast now.
That'd be boring.
It would be boring. Oh, have you started to watch The Gentleman on Netflix? I asked my wife, I went, do you want to watch this? And she said, no.
Okay.
And I put an episode on while she was reading the other night. And guess what? She sat there and she went, I enjoyed that. We can watch that together now. And I went, fuck. So now I have to wait. But the first episode is really good. It's directed and written by Guy Ritchie from the film The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey and Charlie Hunnam. But the first episode, I was like, oh, this is good. I can't wait to see where that goes. I think people have said somewhere it goes up and down, like most TV series.
But... yeah, sure. Yeah, not every episode can be a cracker. Yeah.
I'm also halfway through season 3 of Succession.
Oh, nice.
We're getting there.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
There is some fucking brilliant drops in that, like shocks. The end of season 2, you're not a killer, son. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed.
And then...
you just wait. Oh, yeah.
I love... is it cousin Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Oh, man. He makes me laugh.
Him and Tom, their relationship.
Like, everyone's got really good chemistry in that program. I can see, again, I know I say it every month because it seems that you catch in. I can see why it won everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
Coming up, they released the trailers for the House of the Dragon season 2 yesterday.
Oh, right. Okay, I've not seen that yet.
They did 2 trailers. They did one from each, the green and the black trailer.
Oh.
It looks good, but I will probably do what I did this year, which is wait for it all to happen.
And then watch it all.
And then watch
one day. Yeah.
Just before the season finale.
Gotcha.
Because that's what you need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't be behind the season finale for a program like that.
Because it'll get spoiled.
It gets spoiled.
Yeah.
But that's all. Shall we move on to... I had a really good jingle for this last time.
You did. I can't remember what it was.
Release calendar. What's coming up in the cinemas? No. Anyway.
That'll do.
That would do. We have a busy month for sequels.
Yes.
But funny enough, they're all coming out at the same
time. They're all at the same time, yeah.
Which is really annoying. And we're not going to do Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
No.
Sorry, guys.
I can get in the bin.
Unless someone picks it, we're not going to do it. Next week, you will have our review of Ghostbusters : Frozen Empire on the 5th. So also in the same month and the same day, the 28th, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Nice. Yeah.
29th, Godzilla Times Kong.
Yeah.
So
both of which we'll review in April, obviously, even though they're at the end of March.
So we will be doing those spoilish.
Yeah, because as you're listening to this, we'll probably be watching them. So
that's very true. Also at the end of the month, I can't remember what day it is, there is the Rebel Moon 2, but that will be for the first review. Will be the first weekend of May. I can't wait for Rich to watch these movies.
I don't want to watch it.
There's some big other movies coming in April. There is Bleeding Love from Ewan McGregor's new film, which we got sent. Do you want to review it? And I was like, well, we can't because it's not a sequel. There is also The First Omen, which is
a prequel to The Omen.
We ain't got time to squeeze that in. Yes. Don't know anything about it. Dev Patel's new film called Monkey Man. Have you seen this?
No, but I've heard about it.
It looks fucking ace. It's like John Wick. The trailer has Phil Collins in. It was like everything I love in one thing. It looked great.
When you say Phil Collins, do you mean Phil Collins' music?
Yes.
Not him.
Yeah, the music.
Okay.
A film called Civil War, which is the Alex Garland film who did Ex Machina and Annihilation, stuff like that. Apparently it's meant to be really good. The Amy Winehouse bio, Back to Black.
Oh, okay.
Any interest in that?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah. not.
I think she's an interesting character. So
it depends how what they do with the parents if they make them or the dad. You know, I've watched the documentary. There's a film called Abigail that looks great, like a vampire film. Looks really scary. The Book of Clarence from the director of The Harder They Fall.
Oh, so not a sequel to The Book of Eli then?
No. There is Challengers on April 26th, which is the Zendaya film, where was meant to come out last year, and I watched the trailer so many times before every film, and then the writer's strike and the actor's strike happened, and they pushed it back. And it looks like a great trailer, but I don't know.
I wondered what happened to that. I'd forgotten about that.
That's coming out this month. And then we're on to May. And then maybe some sunshine.
Wow.
And in this, we've got Easter holidays as well.
Yeah. I'm going away for a week or two.
Rich is a busy man in April.
I am busy. I'm really busy in April. So not only am I away for a week, my wife is away for a week. So I'm looking after George on my own for a week.
I'm sure he can look after himself by now. How old is he?
He's
10,
eight.
18?
He's eight. Yeah. He'll be 9 in May, though, so you know.
Practically an adult then, Rich.
Practically a grown-up.
Okay, but that's all the stuff happening. Rich, do you want to see us out?
Yeah. What, of the house?
Of the house.
Because we're actually
house.
In the same house for the first time ever. What a momentous occasion.
It is.
This podcast has been. If you want to listen back to all the times when we weren't able to be in the same room because of COVID and all that sort of business, then you can do that because it's all there. Going back 3 years worth now, nearly. It's crazy, right?
It's a lot of podcasts.
It's a long
now.
Time we've been doing this podcast for. That's a weekly episode. That's a lot of episodes. But yeah, go back, give those a listen. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the auto-download button. We'll drop into your popular choice every single week. And you can enjoy us. Season 6 is coming soon. I know we've been joking about it, but it genuinely is coming soon. We will make an announcement very, very shortly about when Season 6 is about to start. I would imagine we'll make an announcement in April
yes.
when Season 6 is going to start. Dave's looking nervous. He's like, we need to record more, which we do.
We do.
But yeah, so if you really like us, get yourself onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel. You can get loads of extra content from us. There's basically 3 new podcasts on there. Go and see what we thought of Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Go and give that a listen, because that's fun. Yeah, so get over there, anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, $2.99 a month, and you can join our subscription service, become one of our extra special slices. If that's not your thing, just get in touch on social media. We are at unequalsequel on X, on Threads, on TikTok now.
TikTok?
Yeah, just go and search unequalsequel on your favourite social media of choice, and we'll be on there. So yeah, give us a shot.
Unless it's Facebook.
Unless it's Facebook, we're not on that. Because we haven't got a face, because we're a podcast. But yeah, do that. And if you don't do social media, just let us know what you thought by email and we'll read it out at the end of April. We're unequalsequel@hotmail.com.
Perfect. We've done so many episodes now. This week, we're releasing it. Well, last week. Yes, last week, we re-released a reissued episode because of... Reissued the review with Sean Walsh for... Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I was like, oh my god, we're going back now. So that's going to become a thing, I think. Thank you for anyone who re-listened to that or, you know,
dipped into it for the first time.
Something like that. It's a great episode. Yes, April is going to be a busy month for sequels. We've got the second Three Colors film, which is...
Three Colors White.
And I don't know the film for Disenfranchised yet. So.
Yeah, we haven't pressed the button.
It's upstairs. I have to go and press the button upstairs, and I'll do that in a minute. I've got nothing else to say, so it's a goodbye from me. So it's a bye-bye. And this is going to be the first time he does this in my face. And it's a goodbye from him.
Bye!
My poor peaky things. see you on the next one. Sequel to this one. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Have I blown up our new recorder with my big
dye? Might have broken it.
Oh no.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sure editing will sort you going like a dragon down my head. You can't, but I've been here. Yeah, it's really loud in here. I've enjoyed this though. Good. Once we settled into
it. Yeah. It's nice to be sat on a sofa instead of in front of a
computer. Imagine if we had a studio. This is what it would be like.
Oh, a studio.
A studio would be great.